Paul, can you just provide a little bit of insight on the decisions in terms of who went down, or maybe out of that group, who impressed you, and maybe speak specifically about Brandon Lemieux and what he showed you, and maybe what he needs to do to take that next step?
Most procedures, he needs to get older. Really, really liked his game. I'm excited about the way he's going to play and the way he'll play for us. He just, there are three or four people ahead of him that are NHL players that, I didn't have an expectation on the left side that he would be able to come in. I also didn't expect that he'd come in, be able to play as well as he did. I'm really excited about his camp. I think he fits a lot of the things that we like to do on the ice. So I was not a failure by Brendan in any means to not make this hockey team. He did absolutely everything you would hope for a player to do. He came in and made a fantastic impression, and I really liked his camp. The players that stayed, each one of them are a little bit different, and each one of them had pieces of their games and in training camp that will give us some good options, different styles of player. And we'll see, we'll give them each another opportunity to play a game, possibly two, and make a decision from there.
What's your biggest advice for those guys on the bubble as they get that last shot or two?
Well, we've wanted each one of them to find a way to play our game in a different manner because they have different skill sets. So that's what they're trying to do. The competition now will get a little stronger. I think you're seeing with the number of cuts that went on around the league that all these teams now are going to be very close to their lineup in their last two or three games. So we'll now get a better look at them against the players that they were more likely to play against and with. Sometimes they, you play them with different lines just to get a feel for who they are as players, but now they're going to play in roles and they're going to have players playing against them that play a certain style of hockey. So we'll see who excels in players that they'll spend time against.
What are your top priorities for this last week of preseason action?
Pace and practice, getting to the final three or four things that we spent no time on, power play, some special teams things. Still need to get a feel up front for the combinations and how they work together. Ladd and Little come back into training camp, and now we'll get to see them in some games, and that will help us define everyone else's roles.
Having your AHL team right in your backyard here, and I think this open camp immediately,
how
did that impact even these decisions, or did it?
It was a real positive because you can, just on a number of different levels, we could get to a smaller number today, knowing that if we needed to, we could pull a guy tomorrow. So that's fantastic. And when you're having your exit meetings with the guys, it's no longer, hey, we'll keep an eye on you. It's going to see you every day, every practice, and every game. So what you do on a daily basis is going to impact your ability to come back up here. And a number of those players left that if, Kevin comes into the office one day and says, this guy's ready to go, I'm fine with it. There are players that are leaving here that I could put into an NHL lineup. And it's really good for the players, aside from the lifestyle things, not having to travel for a day to get to a game. They get credit for things that aren't statistic. It's not in a goals, assists, plus, minus anymore. They get credit for how they practice, how they play on those tough nights, because somebody's going to watch them play. And we get so much better coverage. We get a better answer on players.
And going down the road here as the season goes on, having the team here, the AHL team here, can you just touch on all the advantages that will provide? And are there any potential disadvantages?
So I went through it. So it's a different size city, but we had our American League team in Toronto when I was there. And we asked those questions before the season started. What are the negatives? And all the things that we would come up with, the proximity to players. You'd have some guys maybe on the NHL team living with guys on the American League team. All those things that you talked about never became a problem. I mean, our schedules are so different. We're gone, they're home. There's not the crossover that you worry about. There's going to be the
there's going to be some Moose fans that fall in love with those players, and there's going to be a guy get a hat trick and they can't believe he's not playing for the Jets, and here's the list of five guys that he's better than. That's going to happen, but that's, you know, it's good, right? Come watch this kid play. He's getting ripped off, you know, so that's a good. We just didn't, all our concerns and worries, they never materialized there. But in answer to the first part, the advantages are the coverage part of it, first of all. The players getting honestly assessed, being able to honestly assess an American Hockey League season. We get a far better idea and just different eyes viewing the game of what a guy's done. And I think they also will feel, those players feel in a good way, that they are close, that they're not forgotten about. That was a tough slog for those guys. I mean, we would fly a guy into the States sometime, and he'd get to where we were going at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, having slept a whole lot, and you know, go get him. And I don't think that's always, it wasn't fair for them. They did a good job with it, but it's hard to keep your energy level when you're switching planes three times and eating in an airport.
With Lapon, Raffel, and Patan, can you give us an idea, a quick summary with each player of what it was they did that got them this far?
Yeah, I think Nick, his vision on the ice and his ability to move the puck. We put him at center to start because that's where he's kind of most comfortable. He spent most time. We want to give him a few days to kind of get his feet under his camp. But I thought the wing would be a better place for him to start if he starts in the National Hockey League. And some of its structure of our lines, we really like the way Andrew Kopp has kind of come into the camp, showing some speed. We have Thorburn there right now showing some speed. He moves really well. So you got a guy on that line who's got some hand skills, they can generate some things. They can do more than just kind of hold water or bang. Lipon showed a real high level of grit and agitation on the ice. It's something that he does naturally very well. The big difference from me for last year, it was his speed and his strength. There's a lot more power in his stride. He's getting to those hits in the corners faster and leaving a bigger impact. And there's also some hands there. You know, he had some pretty good numbers coming out of junior, so he can make a few plays there. Thomas Raffles kind of is really intriguing. There are times in the course of practice and the games that he shows, you know, real mature pro plays, and some of the times that maybe he's not exactly where you want him to be, he's making a huge adjustment, completely new systems on a different size of sheet. So we're going to give him some time. If he can show more of some of those things that we like, then we think we're seeing more of it kind of each practice, each day, as he gets more comfortable over here. He's a big man that when he gets moving, he can move really quick, and he's got some really good hands and some tight hands. He's not afraid of the heavy going. So we're kind of watching to see. We're not sure where his ceiling is yet. You know, he's keeps getting a little better every time he hits the ice.
Is Lapon one of those guys you talked about wasn't on your radar last year and played his way onto it
this year?
That's
absolutely, you know, a perfect example. No, we had some players as well that went down. I think of Olsen is a guy that comes to mind who, you know, you knew the name and the face and you could kind of describe him after last year's camp. And then right from Penticton came in and he was very easily described. He was noticeable. So he did some really good work this summer. He's bigger, he's faster, he's stronger. He's able to compete at a higher level longer. So he really stood out. So they're all those guys. And it happens so many. I mean, the first year juniors and even sometimes the guys who are just turning pro, when you're in a 50-man camp, there'll be 10 guys that, if I haven't seen him before, I'm not 100% sure I can really describe him perfectly. You have to do something on the ice to kind of catch the coach's eye with that many bodies, and Lipon was a prime example of that.
So obviously there's different ways you can play Winnipeg Jets hockey, and you take a look at Raffel, Lapon, and Patan. They're three perfect examples of that. So I'm just trying to get in your head a little bit and figure out for you how you decide what kind of game you want to play by. Because obviously selecting one of those different players entirely changes things.
And now when we get down to the last few players, it's not only about them anymore. It's how they fit with the people that we would play with them. So we would get a different look with Lipon or Raffle or Patan in the lineup. So we want to try what is the best fit. Which three can thrive the most? What can they bring to the line? So there, and it's true of D pairings as well. When you get into that kind of 6-7 spot, who fits best with number five? Sometimes it's just as important as maybe who you know. This guy might be a better player, but these two guys play well together. So there's the fit that's comes into question as well.
Paul, you finally had the group together. Is there anyone who will not be able to be available to you because of those minor injury concerns at all?
No, leaving the ice today, I would say everyone is available. But I haven't spoken with Rob. But we've been conservative, to say the least. I think that a little lad up front could have played last night. I think it's turned out a good thing that he didn't. So, no scars.